So Lamed Dalaram Beis two dots. Tan Rabbanan Kida al Apayim. We're going to describe different types of bowing, since we were just talking about how often, how frequently one bows during Shemoneh Esrei. So we're going to describe different types of bowing. Kida, when we talk about Kida, it's a type of bowing that involves on the face. Shneim Ravatika Basheva Apayim Eretz. Kriya, when we talk about to be Korea, Al Birkayim, that's on the knees. Shneim Ravatika Al Birkayim. Hishtachava'a Zu Pishut Yadayim Vraglayim. Hishtachava'a is spreading out the hands and the legs. Shneim Havo Navo Anivim Chavechach Lishtachvos Lecha'artza. Yaakov giving the Musar to Yosef about his dreams. Amr B'chir B'reid Ravuna Chazina Lula Abayiv Rava De Matzli Atzluye. Says, I saw Abayi and Rava that they were Matzli Atzluye. What does that mean, they were Matzli Atzluye? Says Rashi, Kishnofen Apneim Ein Poshin Yedeim Raglayim Ela Matar Al Sidein. They didn't spread out their hands and feet, they just sort of like leaned on the side a little bit. Tani Chada Korea Bo'da'a Harezim Meshubach. One Brisa teaches us that when you bow in Hoda'a, it's praiseworthy. Fatani Idach Harezim Aguna, that it's disgusting, it's not right, it's inappropriate. So which is it? Is it Meshubach or Maguna? Lokasha. Habitchila, halabasov. In the beginning you should be Korea, but not Lubasov. Rava Kara Bahoda'a Tchila Visov. Rava was Korea in the Brach of Hoda'a, beginning and end. Amrile Rabbanan, am I kavin marachi? Why are you doing that? The Rabbanan said, what are you doing? We learned you're not supposed to. Amrilehu, he said, Chazina l'Rav Nachman dekara. The Chazina l'Rav Sheshes to kavin achi. I've seen Rav Nachman do it. I've seen Rav Sheshes do it. So don't tell me it's not what we do. We have a Mesorah. We're a religion that's based on a Mesorah. And this is what my Rebbeim did. This is what I do. I Vatanya Korea Bauda Reza Maguna. Okay, but so you gotta have a teretz though. There must be some explanation. It's against the Brisa. Hahi Bauda Sheba Halel. You're missing the same the Brisa. The Brisa's not talking about Shemoneh Esrei. It's talking about Hoda'a in Halel. I Vatanya Korea Bauda. Ooh, Bauda Shel Halel Reza Maguna. You have a Brisa that says if you're Korea either during Hoda or Hoda in Halel, it's also Maguna. So it sounds like Hoda'a is not the Hoda of Halel. It's something else. Kitanya Hi Bauda Dibir Samazon. Yeah, that's no delcha. That's the Hoda of Birch Samazon. That's what's Maguna. Don't get out of your chair and Birch Samazon, and all of a sudden be Korea. That's what you're not supposed to do. But during davening, it's perfectly fine. So, main point over here, three different types of bowing. On the face, on the knees, and completely spread out. Okay, Mishnah. Hamispal v'ta'a. Someone is davening and he makes a mistake. Simin ralo. It's a bad sign for his tefillah. Unless he just has bad ivra, then it just means he needs to practice reading a little bit more. But if he normally is fluent and he makes a mistake and it's not to be explained, so that's a simin ralo. Vim shliach tziburu, simin ra l'sholchav, mevrei shluch shal mekamoso. And if he's a shliach tzibur, it's not just simin ra for him, it's simin ra for those who sent him, because he is their messenger, shluch shal mekamoso. They say that Rabbi Chanina Mendoza would be mispalav for cholim, and based on how fluently his tefillah came out, he would predict which one is going to live, which one is going to die. So they would say to him, how do you know? If it flows easily, then I know that my tefillah is accepted. If it doesn't, I know that it's not accepted. So main point, bad sign if the davener makes a mistake. Says the Gemara, Aheya, which bracha do we assume it's a simin ra when you make a mistake? Amar b'chiyam r'safam shum chad be rebi ba'avos. Specifically in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that's where it's a simin ra. Ika d'mashna b'raisa, some say the identifying avos as the key bracha was said about a different halacha. It wasn't about this. Rather, it was about hamispalel tzorech shechavin eslibo b'kulan. When you daven, you try to have kavana throughout all of Shemoneh Esrei. If you can't, at least have by the one. So I'm Rav Safra, Mishum Chad Be'Rebi. What is the one? Ba'avos. Right, that's the basis for that shita, that psak of the Rambam. That in the that kavana's ma'akev in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. But that's the stira in the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam also writes that kavana's ma'akev. In all the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, and that's the famous Reb Chaim. What's the famous Reb Chaim? Rabbi Bamberger told me from the Mashkiach Landers. He's writing a book about books. He's writing a sefer about svarim. So he has like a list of like 100 svarim, where he's going to pick like the piece that like typifies or that's most famous, most well known from that sefer. So he gave me the list. He asked me, you know, what jumps out at you about each of these svarim. So Reb Chaim was pasha that it was this one. Reb Chaim about tefillah. Reb Chaim says that there are two dinim in tefillah, in kavana for tefillah. There is what? What are the two dinim in kavana for tefillah? You want to say? Huh? No. The kavana that you're omid l'fnei Hashem, and that's not even kavana. That's what makes a chefta shel tefillah. It's not a tefillah without a kavana for pirush hamilim to actually know what you're saying. So kavana of omid l'fnei Hashem is makiv the whole thing. Kavana of knowing what you're saying is only makiv in the bracha rishona. Amr lev Rabbi Chanina. So I said Rabbi Chanina used to be able to predict who's going to live, who's going to die. Minayin imili. Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amr Krab. Borei nifs v'sayim shalom shalom l'rachel l'kul karav. Amr Hashem rufatim. So that's how he was able to know that. That's the pasuk that teaches us that when it comes off the mouth easily, you know that there's going to be a refuah. Amrub Chia Barabbah Amrub Yochanan. Kol anavim kulan lo nesnavu elu lemasi vito l'talmud chacham v'lo osa prakmati l'talmud chacham l'mahanat amidicham v'nechazam. All the amazing brachos the Nevi'im promise us if we do mitzvos is for the people who do mitzvos of a level where they connect themselves to Talmid HaChachamim. They marry their daughter off to Talmid HaChachamim. They support Talmid HaChachamim by giving them business, that kind of thing. Aval Talmid HaChachamim Atzman. But to be the Talmid HaChacham, the schar that you get for that, Ayin Lo Ras El Kim Zloscha Yasan L'Chakalo. No human eye has ever beholden the great schar that awaits actual Talmid HaChachamim. All the great blessings that are described in the Navi, that's for the Yemos HaMashiach. But Olam Haba, we can't even imagine. Opliga de Shmuel, this is against Shmuel. Shmuel says that whatever the Nevi'im said was not about Yemos HaMashiach, because the Nevi'im describe an entirely different kind of existence, and Yemos HaMashiach will not be a different kind of existence. Yemos HaMashiach is going to be exactly the kind of existence we have now, where there will be rich people and poor people and struggles and whatever. It's just that there's not going to be a Shibud Malchus anymore. The Jewish people will be independent in their own state without anyone trying to attack them and kill them and wipe them off the face of this earth. That's what Yemos HaMashiach means. Shenamar, ki lo yachdal evyon mikarev haaretz. Pasuk says, as long as there's an earth here that people are living on, there will be poor people. Another statement of Chiyah Barabah Amri Yochanan. Kol Nevi'im Kulon Sava El Bali Tshuva. All the great schar that's promised is for Bali Tshuva. Of Tzadikim Gemurim. Ayin Lo Ras El Kumus Lo Secha. The schar for them is even greater. Upligad Rabbi Yavo. And that is against the more famous sheet of Rabbi Yavo. Right? The Rabbi Chiyah Barabah sheet is not as famous. Because it's not as geshmak. But they say name Rabbi Yavo different. Amri Yavo Makom Shvali Tshuva Omdin. Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdin. That Bali Tshuva have a higher place than Tzadikim Gemurim Shnemar. Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachok Ulekarov. L'Rachok Bereshav Adul Karov. Who gets the Shalom, Shalom? Someone who was once Rachok and is now Karov. Rabbi Yochanan Malach, my Rachok, Shaya Rachok, Midvar Aver Meikara. Rachok means the Tzadikam, the guy who was always Rachok from Avera. Umay Karov, Shaya Karov, Lidvar Aver Nisrachim Menu Hashta. And Karov means someone who used to be Karov L'Avera and now is Rachok Me'Avera. They both agree that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tamuchach, than a Tzadikamur. They disagree as to what the terms Rachok and Karov mean in the Pasuk. Does it mean close and far and close to Hashem, or far and close from Aveira? My Ayin Lo Rasa, what does it mean, Ayin Lo Rasa? Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Ze Yayin HaMeshumer Banav Mishesh Mei Bereshis. You know what kind of enjoyment it is? It's like the wine that's been waiting in the grapes from the Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Rav Shimon Nachmeni Amar, Ze Eden Shlo Shaltabo Ayin Kol Birya. That no living being ever saw Eden, this Eden that we talk about. Shema Tomer Adam Rishon Hechan Haya. You're going to say, what do you mean? What do you mean no one ever saw it? Adam saw it. The very first man saw it. No, Adam was Began. V'shem Tomer Hugan Hu Eden. Lest you say that Garden of Eden, right? Isn't it the same thing? Tamalomer V'nor Yotze Me Eden Lashkos Hasagan. That there a river came from Eden to water the Gan. Gan l'chud, Eden l'chud. Apparently, they're separate places. Main points over here, ideally a person should have kavana for all brachos, but at least for avos. And so what was the list of things that are ayin lo rasa that we can't even imagine? We had a whole bunch of them, right? Tamid Chacham themselves, the schar for Tamid Chachamim, Olam Abba, as opposed to just Yimos HaMashiach, Tzadikim Gemurim, if you assume that they're greater than Balei Tshuva. Right. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Shechol Benos Rabin Gamliel, Shagar Shnei Tamid Chacham Meitzar Bichanim Ben Dosa Levakish Levrachamim. Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick, so he sent two Tamid Chacham to Rabbi Chanin Mendoza to daven for him. Kivan Sharos, once Rabbi Chanin Mendoza saw the Tamid Chacham coming, Olul Aliyah, he went up to the top floor, Ubike Shalav Rachamim, you know, closed himself off in a room and he davened. Biyidaso Amar Lahem, Luchu Shechalat Tochama. When he came down, he said, you can go now because don't worry, his fever has broken, he's okay. Amru lo v'chi navi ata. He said, what, are you a navi? Amru lo navi anochi. I'm not a navi. V'lo ben navi anochi. I'm not the son of a navi. El kach mekublani. I just have a Kabbalah that I'm shkur tefilas in b'fi. If my tefillah comes out fluently, yodeh, anishu mekublani. I know it's going to be accepted. V'im lav, yodeh, anishu meturif. And if it doesn't come out fluently, I know that it's a bad tefillah. Yashvu v'kasvu v'kivnu asasha. They wrote down the moment that he davened and that he said that. That it was exactly at that moment that you wrote down that you said that he was davening and that everything's okay. It was exactly at the moment his fever broke and all of a sudden he had an appetite again. He asked us for some water to drink. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chala b'nos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. Amar lo Chanina b'ni b'akesh alav rachem v'yichya. He said, my son Chanina daven for him so he could live. He niach roshu ben Birkov. He put his head between his knees. U'bikesh alav rachemim v'chaya. And he davened for him and he lived. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ilmali yitich ben Zakkai es roshu ben Birkov kol yom kula lo yom hashkicham alav. You know, if I were to try that trick, if I were to put my head between my knees and scream out or whatever, I wouldn't get listened to. Amar lo ishto v'chi Chanina gadol mimcha? Are you telling me that I married a slacker? You know, Rabbi Chanina is better than you? Why is he greater than you? Amar lo lav. He's not greater than me. Relax. Don't worry. Elohu doma ke'eved lifnei ha-melech. He's like a servant in front of the king. Vani doma kisar lifnei ha-melech. I am like an officer in front of the king. So what? Why is that? So why do you listen to the Eved? Says Rashi. Ke'eved ben bayis nichnas yotzei shlo b'rashus. An Eved is like a personal attendant. He's always around the king. A Sar is like a governor who doesn't come all the time. He has to make an appointment to go see the king. So that's Rabbi Chanina. He has access. He has constant access to the king because he's like a personal attendant as opposed to an important person. Lefnei HaMelech. A lot to ask about that. So why should that be? So the closer you are and the more chashuv you are, the less access you have to Hashem. Why should it work that way? Why is it that way? Okay. V'am Rabbi Chiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Al yispal adam el bebayis sheyesh sham chalonos. Person should only daven in a house that has windows. Shneamar v'kivim psichon le ba'alisei neged Yerushalayim. Amar avkana chatzaf alay man dematzli bebiksa. He says, I find it a chutzpah when people daven in a bika. Didn't Yitzchak says Tosfos, Vim Tomar Aksi, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Besode, Yeshlomar Dasamari Bahara Maria. The Sada over there was Hara Maria, Kadarim Psach and Barakisha, Lok Yitzchak Shakara Sada, that he referred to the Makam Amigdash as a Sada. Inami Bixadachamari Bibika, the Makam Shurgil Shamanay Adam Lavar Vahokidrachim. It means a place where it's like a very busy thoroughfare. There are people constantly walking by. They're always going to distract you. That's the problem. Yitzchak went out all alone, and then people happened to have traveled by, right? Because then they brought back Rivka. But that's why Yitzchak wasn't doing anything wrong. Vamrav Kana, chutzpah leimandem farish chata'e. He says, I think it's a chutzpah that people go and they express all their averos. They talk about all their averos publicly. He says, I think that's a chutzpah to do such a thing. Shemar Ashrin Nisui Pesha Ksui Chata'a. A person is supposed to cover up his averos. Says Tosos, V'taymu l'fisha az misbayish al chetav. Av l'mufayish chetav do mashenu misbayish lo. Makes it look like he's not embarrassed, like he's proud of the averos. I remember many, many, many years ago, we tried to run a drug alcohol prevention kind of program here. and they brought in a guy who was still a little too new in his rehab, and he started talking about drinking, and he made it sound like it was the most fun time. he was like, yeah, that was awesome. I'm like, oh gosh, what's going on here? So, you know, sometimes, you know, when people talk about their Averos and they sound awesome, you know, that's not good. The person just is going to be proud of his Averos. So on that note, Hadran Alach Ein Omdin. Okay, you could decide.